Villa Verza. You can find this point of interest in Canzo, Path 1, Stage 5. Information. Location. The former complex of Villa Verza overlooks Via Verza. Architectural barriers. Information on accessibility is available in the description of Stage 5. Access. The former complex of Via Verza, now divided into several private properties, has a number of different entrances, all of which are from Via Verza. Services. Parking available in the area, automated teller machine. Leisure and food. Ice cream shop, takeaway pizza, restaurants, bars and cafes in the area. Description by Silvia Fasana. Before starting his industrial activity in the second half of the 18th century, entrepreneur Carlo Verza, 1749-1833, bought land planted with grapes, mulberry trees and woods in the hamlet of Cranno near the Vallategna waterfall, further to the auction of the assets belonging to the suppressed friary of the Minor Friars Conventual in San Miro di Canzo. In addition to a farmhouse and a flour mill, Verza built on the land a first building for the spinning of silk. The Foce stream, also owned by the Verza family, was partially diverted to the plants through two sluice gates. At the beginning of the 19th century, the Verza mill employed about 1,300 workers, thus becoming one of the leading enterprises in Lombardy with regard to the number of staff and manufacturing capacity. Studies and documents confirm that as early as the mid-17th century and up to the mid-18th century, Canzo was one of the richest and most important manufacturing centers of Lombardy as a whole. The complex was then restored in 1820 by Giuseppe Bovara, together with the adjoining manor house at street number 82, which in the quartier still retains the central front with a porch on the ground floor and Ionic pilasters in the upper ones. A portion of the property, including the manor house, passed on to the Conti Valsecchi family, who for some time continued to use moving water through the construction of a small turbine. Here is where the house museum, as art critic Vittorio Sgarbi defined it, of contemporary painters Walter Cremonini and Jetta Buttini is located. Another portion of the complex was purchased by Salvatore Fiume, the great Italian 20th century painter. The artist settled in Canzo in 1946, adapting part of the old mill, of which you can still see the old brick chimney, as his workshop, which in 1952 also became his residence. The workshop is now the home of the Salvatore Fiume Foundation. The spaces of the former factory have a welcoming effect on the visitor, presenting themselves as a true artist's workshop, where everything is still intact. The visitor is then led by the premises themselves into the intimacy of Fiume's artistic journey and at the heart of his philosophy, and may appreciate the works where they were conceived and generated. The works of Fiume can be found in some of the most important museums in the world, such as the Vatican Museums, the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, the MoMA in New York, the Pushkin Museum in Moscow, and the Galleria d'Arte Moderna in Milan. Source, website of the province of Como. Another part of the complex has been divided into several private properties.